Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Every month, I have the great pleasure of interviewing the person who's featured in Soar to Success magazine that month. Today, my guest is author, speaker, mentor, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and elder care cliff expert, Stella Ensong. Welcome to the podcast, Stella.
Well, I am so excited for our listeners to hear all about you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am glad that you invited me. I'm glad to be here.
Good. Great. Well, I'm excited for you to tell our audience what you do, but more importantly, the why behind it. Like, why do you do what you do?
First, let me say what I do, and then I'll tell you then why I do it.
Okay,
so,
good.
The thing that I do now, the bigger part of my work is in helping nurses make their first $1 million in 36 months, beginning with a $1,000 investment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds fabulous.
That does sound fabulous.
I wish I was a nurse.
You know, I hear that all the time. Can I join your program? And I said, no. So here is why I do what I do. Nurses are special people. I'm sure that everybody thinks they're special in their way, and that's true. But it takes a special person to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. Nurses are unique. See, we nurses, we want to fix the world. We mm-hmm. want to make things better. We want to change things. And we, for some reason, the way that we're created, nurses, we think that if something is not good enough, it needs to be improved, even if it's not broken. What mm-hmm. that ends up meaning is that our lives become complicated. The life of a nurse is complicated. We work and work and work. Long hours at the hospital, long hours at home. We come home, and the people who depend on us need us. So in every area of our lives, we are overextended. Physically, we're not well. We work too much. Emotionally, we're drained. We give too much, right? Financially,
right.
We're not as good as we should be. The average nurse in America makes $50,000 a year. And that's
three days
a week. That's not too bad, right? But if you think about the fact that the average nurse does not have money set aside, they don't have the ability to control their own financial situation just because they care for everybody and they give and give and give and give. So emotionally, we are not good. We're spent. Physically, we're overexhausted. We're tired. Financially, we're not wonderful because we haven't said we're fixing the world. Mm-hmm. From a career standpoint, the average nurse is not fulfilled because of all the changes in healthcare, the aging of the population, the complexity of care, and the fact that America is facing a caregiving crisis. Nurses are burned out very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I do what I do to support my fellow nurses. I think that we nurses can change the world. What we think that we can do about changing the world is really true. I think we can do it and do it happier, with more balance, get paid what we're worth, make things happen for other people, and make things happen for ourselves too. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do what I do.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. So tell me how you got started.
Okay. So, a nurse now for 20-something years, I learned on the job. That's the best way I can say it. Mm-hmm. But I think that a lot of what I do, some of it is natural. I think it just comes natural with me. But the other part of my work, I think it's because I'm a lifelong learner. I always try to learn. So wherever I'm placed, I try to maximize the amount of education and experience and value that I can get out of that. So I started as a clinical nurse, then I went to home care, then I started my own agency, and then after starting that agency, I bought out a company I used to work for. I made a lot of money in my first 3 years. As a matter of fact, the program that I talk about, which is how I show nurses how to make their first million, that's essentially my story. It's how I took $1,263 and made over $1 million in a 36-month period. No loans, no credit, no credit cards, no lines of credit, no mentors, nothing, right?
Wow.
So in essence, that's my story, right? So when as I made that money, I took that money and I built other businesses. So I have owned and operated and managed over 9 businesses over the last 17 years.
Wow.
See? Yes. So now what I do is teach nurses how to do the same thing. I still own home health care agencies. I still own an adult day center. I own a care management service, a medical supply company. So I am in the business that I am teaching. So I am teaching it live and actually living it and experiencing it, improving it, and then teaching others the better versions of it.
Yeah. So how many employees do you have right now?
Oh, gosh, almost 50.
Wow. So that's, how do you have time for everything?
I do. I believe in systems. So we only have 24 hours in a day, right?
Right.
All of us only have 24 hours in a day. The trick to being successful is mastering two things, time and activities.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this theory. I call it my MAT analysis, M-A-T, money, activities, and time. How much money do you have to do what you want to do in the time that you're given?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you look at it the other way is, how do you spend your time and how much money do you make to do the things that you enjoy doing? It's the same thing, just backwards and forwards. If a nurse can master how they spend time and where they spend their money, their wealth will grow exponentially really quickly. So I can do all these things by system. So I'm a systems person. How much work can I get done in a 24-hour period? How much work can I get done in an 8-hour period? So I have a system for everything, including how you pick up the mail and how you open the mailbox. There's a system for that. Because if you do it right, anyone can come into your office and help you. Like right now, if I send an 80-year-old into my office, they can work in my office because everything is systematized. So that's the trick. That's the secret.
Wow. That's fantastic. So what is your vision for the future?
My vision is to help 100 nurses become millionaires in 36 months, beginning 2017. And at the end of that 36 months, it is my hope that those 100 nurses will help the United States of America have a better healthcare delivery system through providing the kind of quality, dignified care that our older Americans need.
So you
heard about the financial cliff, right? You know, before there was the financial cliff is coming and the world will stop and there will not be enough money and there was all of this. I believe there is an elder care cliff coming, that America is facing that cliff. And that cliff will hit for most people about the year 2030, which is when the youngest baby boomer will become 85. So it is my vision that these 100 millionaire nurses will, in their own individual states, counties, and regions, help the country, the United States of America, have a better elder care system.
Yeah. Wow. That is very exciting for America.
Yes. Yeah, so for us, it's not just a business, it is a cause. It's a business that we can make money in and have good lives and enrich the lives of other people and create jobs and make the community better and improve healthcare, wellness, happiness, and quality of life. But the fourth part is that we want to make caregiving a gratifying experience. So we want to teach the fellow American caregiver how to enjoy caregiving and how to enjoy their loved ones as they go.
Yes. So My next question is, can anyone from anywhere in the United States work with you and be one of the 100 nurses?
Yes. All 50 states.
Every nurse
is open to every nurse. So if I see a license, you are welcome to be a part of my program.
And so how do they get in touch with you?
So through the website, which is stellansong.com, and they can, through their website, they will be able to actually apply for a consultation, a free consultation, to just talk about where they are, where they see themselves, where they could go, and explore the opportunities that I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And so not every nurse is designed for business, no. Not every nurse is designed for business. Some nurses just want to be what I call intrapreneurs. They want to be good at what they do and get paid well for it so they can work as independent business owners within the business. Because for some people, that's as far as they want to go. They just want to make good money, control their own schedule, you know, have a good life and manage their own things without having to have employees and the rest of be accountable to the rest of the world. So I help the nurse, regardless of where they are, I help them go where they want to go. So they could be either entrepreneurs, you know, independent people working within companies, or entrepreneurs serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes. So now what about other types of healthcare people, like respiratory therapists or physical therapists? Are any of those sort of people, if they aren't nurses, welcome in your program, or is it just for RNs?
No. All allied health professionals are welcome to my program. So, for example, the program called Launch Your Agency in a Weekend is open to anyone who wants to own a non-medical or an elder care business in the community. If you want to open an adult day center, that program is for you. You want to open a non-medical home care, that program is for you. You want to be an independent provider for managed care organizations, that program is for you. Now, the 100 Nurse Millionaire Program is separate just for nurses. But anybody else who is in allied health and wants to know how to run an agency and start it, yes, in a weekend, 2.5 days intensive. You will go home on Monday ready to open your doors and serve the community.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So just to be clear then, the 100 nurses to make a million are nurses. And
correct.
The Launch Your Business in a Weekend could be for anyone who wants to have some sort of business that makes a difference for aging Americans.
You got it. Correct.
Okay.
That
very good. And so they can go to your website, stellansong.com, and find out all the details and schedule a consultation.
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds fabulous. Is there anything else that you would like to have our audience know about you?
I would say that the one takeaway is this, and this is the nugget to take with you. If there's only one thing you take from this conversation, is to remember that for you to have what you have never had, you must first become someone you've never been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there must be a transformation there.
Yes.
Right. So if you want a bigger income and a higher quality of life and better work-life balance and more time for yourself and more health and wealth. And let's say right now you sleep 12 hours a day and you work 3 days a week. Nurses, very, very many nurses work 3 days a week, 3 12-hour shifts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot change your bank account, your annual income, your quality of life, your work-life balance doing the same things you do now.
Mm-hmm.
You must become someone else and do a set of things, right?
Right.
Before those things will show. So I always say to members of my team inside my energy agency and outside my agency that until you see it in your mind, it will not show up in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I so agree with that philosophy. That is so right. You probably don't follow golf, or maybe you do. But this past weekend was one of the major tournaments with a huge purse, and this man from Spain won, and he has been trying to win a tournament like that, a major, for 20 years, and he's always fallen short and, you know, been a runner-up or been in the top 10, or sometimes he didn't even do that well. But he won on Sunday, and he attributed all to working with a mind coach who helped him to believe in himself and change his mind and be in the moment and not be distracted by other things going on. And it's a perfect example of what happens to people in business, too, you know?
Yeah.
So when you said that, that just reminded me of that just happened, you know, because it's exactly the same.
It is great. It is great. Wow. 20, actually,
yeah.
That goes, it speaks a lot for persistence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the average person would have given up by now and say, oh, forget it. It didn't happen. You know, for 10 years, why bother? But 20-something years, that is what I call persistence. That's very good. I'm impressed with that. Very nice. Very,
yeah.
Very nice.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Good. One thing I ask everyone who's on this podcast is to tell me three traits of people. Like, let's say these are the people that you're talking to on consultations. Three traits that you look for that you know if somebody has these three things that they will definitely be successful and be able to accomplish what you're hoping for them. So what would those three things be?
Oh, wonderful. I like that question. Yeah, that's a great question. Okay. I would take those three things and convert it to a saying that I have. BPO. For me, that stands for best possible outcome. So, and that's the formula that I use in providing services to my clients. Meaning that trait that nurse is going to need, the person needs to have genuine interest in the life of another person.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is the nurse or the business owner has to have the ability or the ease to work without being worried about how much that work, how much they will be compensated for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the third trait is emotional resilience.
Yes. That's exactly what we were just saying, right?
Emotional resilience. So the first one is genuine interest in humankind. Just being interested in the life of another person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The other one is putting money second, third, or fourth, not first. So service first, right? Getting the best possible outcome regardless of what you're going to be paid for. The third one is emotional resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that when things knock you down, they knock you down to give you an opportunity to rest. They don't knock you down so you can stay there.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Great advice. I think anybody can put those into play and make a difference in their lives. Thank you.
Yes.
So tell me, just on a personal level, what do you love the best about your life right now?
I love the freedom that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Someone once asked me, how did I know when I became successful? And my answer to them is, my accountant actually is the person that reminded me that I became a millionaire when I was 30-something. I did not even know. I actually wasn't paying any attention to it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where I place my success. My success comes, according to me, the way I see it, is my ability to live life on my own terms.
Mm-hmm.
What makes me the happiest is when I have the freedom to do only what inspires me, only what I enjoy. And that, for me right now, that's it. love the freedom that I have. If I choose not to go to work today, I will sit on my couch and read a magazine. If I want to go to Africa right now and sit on my mom's veranda and rock in a rocking chair and go to the back of a house and pick a fruit from the, you know, a low-hanging fruit from the mango tree and sit on that porch and eat it, I can do that. If I want to go to England tomorrow, I do exactly that.
Freedom. Absolutely. It's the entrepreneur's dream, right? And when it happens, it's like, woohoo.
It's a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing. But it's something that you have to continuously work at it. And I think that for me, I try every opportunity I get to actually enjoy it and actually be present in it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Right.
Yeah, because otherwise you miss
it. What's the point? Right. What's the point of working hard for it and not enjoying it? Even if it's only, you see, there is so much that happens to us, and the world is so busy that a lot of times things pass us. They pass us by. So we don't have enough time to, most of us don't have enough time to take an actual vacation where we detach from the world or take a full day off. But we could get the same amount of rest and renewal even if we only take little chunks of time, even if it's only 10 minutes a day to do gratefully nothing, to just rest, to just renew, just to be grateful for even when things are tough, just to be grateful that you're surviving it. Just to be present in your own life, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Great. Good.
That's
okay. Fantastic. So it's been a real joy to talk to you, and I think that you've given lots of words of wisdom and inspiration to the people listening. So I really thank you so much for being with me today. And one final thing, we already talked about your website, stellaandsong.com. Is there another way for people to reach you, or would that be the best thing?
That is the best way to reach me. But for people who must absolutely talk to me, they can call my 24-hour phone number, which is 440-357-6666. But thank you.
Perfect.
I am so glad we had this time together. I'm thrilled to be a part of your podcast and I'm so glad to work with you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.